Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. It's 11:15. Woodstock Fringe is a professional performing arts organization that develops and presents new and experimental theatrical and musical works. The Fringe serves as a home to emerging and established artists, acting as a safe harbor. They provide a collaboration between the artists and the audience, pursuing the highest standard of live performance. They're celebrating their 10th season already. And we're joined now by producing artistic director Wallace Norman. Good morning, Wallace. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. Woodstock Fringe, thrilled to present Rain Pryor's award-winning one-person play, Fried Chicken and Latkes. Rain Pryor, daughter of comedy legend Richard Pryor, is a director, actor, stand-up comedian, writer, and artistic director. Oh, it's going to go on forever. Welcome aboard, Rain. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, you know, Wallace, when you started this, did you ever think you'd get to a 10th anniversary?
I didn't think that far ahead. We put one foot in front of the other each season.
And here you are. And this is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Even in an artsy community like Woodstock, to make 10 years, you're doing something right.
I'd like to think so.
Rain, you know, I was looking at your tremendous bio here, and I got to thinking, you know, we all deal with it to some extent with our parents, but was it a huge and heavy weight for you when you were starting your career to be the daughter of one of the funniest people ever to walk the earth?
You know, I don't think it was a heavy weight. I think it was more like an honor to have that because it was something kind of to aspire to and to look to. You know, he was such the consummate performer and personality that I think the ethics of how he did things kind of have to step up to the plate if that's the area you want to go into. And he really was supportive of everything I've done since I was a kid.
You do stand up at times, right?
At times. Thank God not anymore because the show is going on.
Well, that's right. And the show, tell us about how you came to create Fried Chicken and Latkes, which sounds like a great, delicious combination, by the way.
It actually is. I actually do serve that during holidays. you know, like my mom said, for 43 years you've been creating this show. So I think I kind of was born and ready to do it but didn't know how to do it, and about 10 years ago is when I started to actually write the show and start performing it, and decided that instead of waiting for Holly Weird, I like to call it, to notice me, it was advised to me, you have to make your career happen for you. And so I created this vehicle for myself.
You were raised Jewish, right?
I was raised Jewish and black. I mean, I was definitely raised in the Jewish culture by my grandfather and my grandmother. And then, you know, then I had this other side of my dad's family, which was the extreme side of, you know, black culture, a completely different realm and thought, you know, which made life kind of interesting. And the era I grew up in, there weren't kids like me. I wasn't supposed to exist in the world. And my parents literally had me because they thought my birth would actually change how America thought about color and race.
How did that twain meet between the two cultures as you got older and became an adolescent and moved on in your life?
You know, I think as I grew up, I think, you know, it was difficult in that era to grow up to be me and feel like you had to choose a side. You know, I was never black enough to be black. I was never white enough to be white. And a lot of European Jews couldn't consider me Jewish because they had no concept of someone like me even existing. And so there was just a struggle to find out where I could fit. And then as I grew older, I just kind of accepted who I was for myself. And at 43, thank goodness, I finally am over it.
Did it make you funnier?
I think sometimes, you know, you get the little bit of the Catskills in you. You know, there you have it. Makes for a great combination, brother.
Well, that's, you know.
Thank you, Wallace. I love Wallace.
You're bringing your show here, and you're on the road. You've been on the road with the show all around, right?
I've been touring off. I mean, I'm not touring. I've been off Broadway. Well, I toured for almost about 5-6 years. Then I stopped after my dad passed away. I recently have been off Broadway with some pretty awesome reviews, which have been, I can't believe it. And so between Woodstock and New York right now.
We're talking to Rain Pryor, who's one six-person show of fried chicken and latkes will be at the Woodstock Fringe August 24th, 25th, and 31st, and on September 1st. Also here is Wallace Norman, who is the producing artistic director of the Woodstock Fringe. And so what are some of the exciting points of staging a show like this, Wallace?
Well, I was lucky enough to get to see the show several times in New York, and it's a gorgeous show. It's rich, funny, poignant, great entertainment, and she's backed up by three fabulous musicians. I mean, you know, just and it's the kind of work that I like. It operates on so many levels. Both being wildly entertaining and deeply moving all at the same time.
And I paid him well for that.
Oh, well, fair enough. Do you sing in the show?
Oh, she's a gorgeous singer.
Well, I know that Rain appeared as Billie Holiday and I think as Ella, right?
Yes.
Wow. Now, that's a tough chore, I would assume.
Right? Definitely.
So there's music to be had, there's comedy, and it all starts on August 24th. What other events do you have going on in the 10th anniversary season, Wallace?
Well, I'm directing, for the first time, I'm directing one of my own plays, which is opening tomorrow.
Yay!
Oh, really?
And that play is called It Can't Happen Here.
And that's H-E-A-R.
No, no.
Well, that's what I have here.
No, it's... Here, meaning this place.
Okay.
It can't happen.
So what's it all about, Alfie?
Well, this play begins at the moment there's a shooting of the kind that happened at Columbine and some other places.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly after the townspeople come to understand what's happened, the play goes back in time a year. And Greek tragedy-like, we see the people involved and how the events unfold, very much like a Greek drama, where we sort of know what's going to happen and are powerless to sort of stop this inevitable tragedy from occurring.
Mm.
And the play asks more questions than it answers, and the cast is on the stage the whole time, like a Greek chorus. And so we hope to explore. And when I first programmed it, it had been a while since one of these horrible events had happened, and then very sadly, it's become very current.
Yeah.
So we'll have discussions following the performances every night, and I'm sure they'll be lively. But I have the most wonderful cast of actors anyone could hope to have, I think, and we've been working very hard on the play, and I think they're doing just a brilliant job, and I think this play will have some impact.
So is this part of the mission of Woodstock Fringe? In other words, you have a very serious piece that you have done, and then you have a piece that is both serious and hilarious in what Rain has done. Is this part of what Woodstock does, Woodstock Fringe?
We've always had a rich, diverse variety of work. But if there's anything that, you know, some people ask, well, how do you choose? And I say, I choose by finding work that makes my heart beat a little bit faster when I hear it or read it.
Mm.
And so we can have a season with lots of funny stuff and lots of serious stuff all at once, but I'm sure we pick things because there's a variety, you know, to offer a variety, because we exist within a month. So our pass holders can see, you know, a gorgeous performance like Rain's and a play that asks some serious questions, and they can also see the great and wonderful Mikhail Horovitz and Gilles Malkin in their new piece called Poor, Obscure, and Pushing 64. They are the funniest, smartest vaudevillians that I've ever seen.
And that's coming right up. Yeah.
This weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, we have two performances.
And I imagine having a one-woman show with Rain keeps overhead down.
Well, it's
All right.
We do generally. We have it's an intimate, gorgeous theater that seats about 100 people. So casts are often small.
Yeah.
But her show is backed up by, as I said, with a full company of musicians.
Well, Rain, I will give you the final word here and try to get people to your performance. What's the best thing about it?
The best thing about it is it's fun. It's fun. The audience gets to be part of my show. It's fun. So you come to go have a good time and to not be afraid, you know, to be there.
That is good.
And so they should, you know, Come expecting to laugh. Bring a tissue in case you cry.
All right. Woodstock Fringe runs through September 2nd. Rain Pryor performs Fried Chicken and Latkes August 24th, 25th, and 31st, and on September 1st. All performances are at the Birdcliff Theater in Woodstock. To learn more, visit woodstockfringe.org or call 845-810-0123. Rain Pryor, Wallace Norman, thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure.
You are listening to the Roundtable.
Wallace.
Okay.
You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.